Whew. Let's do this. 1, 2, 1, 2. Is this microphone working? 1, 2. Oh, it's on. Hello! Well. Look who finally found the mic again. I know. You are given every right to judge me. It's me, your long-lost podcast cousin, ghosting you for a whole 20 months and coming back like nothing had happened at all. So on brand speech. But anyway, welcome. Welcome if you're new in the space, and welcome back to my returning soldiers of the figure of speech. I know. This is the podcast where let me do the honorable thing and just explain what the space is about. This is a podcast where I unpack life in its beautifulnessness, one breath at a time. And today, that breath, is long overdue. I decided to switch on the microphone and just pour my heart out to you. Let me not lie. When I first recorded the trailer of this podcast, I had a vision. I had visions, lots of them, right? I was going to be that deep, consistent, poetic voice in your ears every single week. I even practiced my dramatic pauses. Yeah, don't judge me. I imagined opening each episode with reflections so profound you would stop mid-bite whilst eating your pap and mkhodu. But here's the truth. Life came at me sideways. And instead of pressing record, I pressed pause on every single thing. So let me reflect a bit. I haven't posted a single episode in 20 months. That's almost 2 full pregnancies, a pandemic wave and a half, if you think about it. It's 1,000 sunrises, a few heartbreaks, several glow-ups for those of you who have had glow-ups, and, you know, a whole lot to process and to figure out. I wish I could say I just got busy, life was happening. No. That was not the case. It was deeper than that for me. I needed solitude. Hear me out. I needed solitude, not silence. Solitude. I needed to step back and ask myself, what am I really trying to say here? Not just what sounds good or what's trending, but what's true, what's honest, what's mine. Because here's the thing, it's one thing to have a platform, it's another to have a voice that honors you. And then in the past 20 months, life has forced me to honor myself first. I needed to go through that. Through the chaos, through the discomfort, through the growing pains, right? Adulting, adulting, I think adulting should come with a warning label and a support group. So when you become an adult, you get your warnings, right? Your warning signs, and then you get your support group. They quickly induct you so that you have got a whole community to walk this thing with you, because it's a lot and we're all going through it. So for the past 20 months, I've felt like I'm living in a paradox. On one side, my career has been blossoming. Opportunities have been showing up with my name on them. My gifts have made room for me in rooms I used to daydream about. I've been affirmed, I must not lie. I've been affirmed. I've felt I'm seen, I'm respected, even in silence. And that for me, you know, is something I'll forever be grateful for. But on the other side, you know, there are relationships, as life happens. That's been a different sermon altogether. People I thought would be forever, ghosted. Friendships I thought were solid, cracked under pressure. And love, well, let's just say not all romance comes with rose petals and R&B playing in the background. No. I've also been walking the tightrope of personal development. There's nothing cute about healing. It's not candlelit baths and journaling with lofi beats playing in the background. No, I wish it was that easy. It's tears you can't explain. It's choosing to stay when you want to run. It's questioning everything you once believed about yourself and daring to believe something better, right? And now here I am. I'm staring down the tunnel towards the age of 36. When I first launched this podcast, I had just turned 34. It was in my birthday, you know, I was in my element, I was blossoming, I was becoming, I was evolving, I was reflecting. You know, I felt like I was being reborn. There's something they say about the age of 33, 34, leading to 35. But now I'm here. 36 is a strange number. You are not old, but you are definitely not new. You have seen enough to know how the world works, but you're still foolish enough to hope it might surprise you, right? It's the age where you know your worth, but also still low-key want someone to send you a "did you eat" text. You know, you still want those. In this season of becoming, there are lessons life has drilled onto me, not softly, but deeply in the past 20 months. And I'm just going to share a few of those. Nothing deep, nothing scripted, just top of mind. The first one has been about healing. And if you've been following me on Instagram, surely you've been seeing that I've been writing a lot of chapters about healing. And for those of you who do not know, I've got a broadcast channel, Sincerely Yours, on Instagram. Please go follow it. Join the channel so that you don't miss some of my pieces. So I've learned that healing is not linear. You don't graduate from pain. Some things resurface just when you think you've buried them deep enough. But every wave teaches you how to swim differently. That's the beauty of it. I've also learned something which might sound a bit controversial, which is about closure. That closure is a myth. Sometimes the people who hurt you will never say sorry. Sometimes you must collect your piece, pack your bags, and walk away from the apology you will never receive. And that's where the controversy comes in. Because you will not get your closure, but you have to take the decision to pack your bags, vacate property, and move on. I've also learned something, and if you are listening to this and you're a go-getter, you are a person who struggles to live in your moments. Once you achieve one thing, you are already gunning for the next. You're setting a new target. And that is, rest is not laziness. The world will applaud you for your hustle, even as it buries you in burnout. But I've learned, you deserve rest. You deserve softness speech. You deserve to be whole, not just productive. And that is something we need to learn, especially in the age of, you know, our corporate gymnastics. Everybody is trying to climb up the ladder. Everybody is trying to outperform. You deserve to be whole first before productive. Yes, you can be productive, but you must make sure that you check with yourself. Am I whole? So I've had to learn that rest is not laziness. It is wellness. It is important because you will be buried in burnout. I've also learned something about identity. Who I was at 25, the fluidity of identity is very important. It's a lesson I've had to learn, and I keep reflecting, looking at the different versions each year. Sometimes it's not even a 12-month period. Sometimes it's just a couple of months, who I was a couple of months ago. It's the lesson about identity, the fact that identity is fluid. Who I was at 25 is not who I am now at 36. I've outgrown friendships, I've outgrown mindsets, even versions of myself I once fought so hard to protect. And that's okay. Evolving is divine. It's part of growth. It's part of the lesson. It's a seed you get to sow, and it's important that you reap from it. Now, there are also lessons I've learned about love. And I think being at 36, sometimes I wonder if I'll say I'm in my mid-30s or whether I'm in my late-30s, but I still stick to mid-30s. I've learned something about love, that love is not proof of worth. Being single doesn't mean you are unworthy. Love is beautiful, but your value isn't determined by whether or not somebody chooses you. Sometimes choosing yourself is the greatest romance of all. I know this might sound cliche, but sometimes, truly, choosing yourself is the greatest romance of all. I'll repeat that. Sometimes choosing yourself is the greatest romance of all. So if you are listening to this and you find yourself stuck between a rock and a hard place, you feel stuck in a situation or in marriage or relationship that had become too familiar and had rather created an identity for yourself, maybe it's time you choose yourself, because that is the greatest romance you will ever give to yourself. I've also learned something about gratitude and grief, two things that we tend to separate. In the past 20 months, through my own life experiences and also observing those of people I coexist with, it is that gratitude and grief can coexist. You can be grateful for what you have right now and still mourn what you have lost. You can laugh and cry in the same breath. That's not a contradiction. That's just life being life. It's called being alive. You can be grateful for what you have right now, but you can still mourn what you've lost. The two things can coexist. They can live in parallels. So gratitude and grief can coexist, and it's something I've had to learn to normalize in the past 20 months. As I go through my own realization, discovery, you know, living my experiences, reliving some of my past traumas as I heal and as I evolve to be this person that I am right now in this present moment. So many of us are walking miracles. We're pretending to be fine. But I want you to know, if you've made it through this far, if you're still getting up, still choosing to breathe, still learning how to be gentle with yourself, right? You are doing better than you think. Don't be too critical of yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself. You are doing better than you actually think. So, if you're still here, still tuned in, still breathing with me, I want to say thank you. Thank you for holding space for me in your ears. Even after all this time, even after ghosting you for 20 months, thank you for understanding that sometimes silence is not disappearance, but becoming a sacred gathering of self. I had to go through it. I used to think I had to have it all figured out before I come back here, that I had to arrive with a strategy, a theme, a slogan, huh? But now I know the only thing I ever needed was to bring my presence, my whole, messy, blooming self. That's exactly who I am today. The past 20 months have reminded me that we don't owe the world constant performance. We don't owe the world that at all. We owe ourselves truth. And sometimes telling the truth starts with whispering it quietly in solitude before we're ready to say it out loud. Those moments with yourself, that's when you need to whisper the truth. Sometimes the most uncomfortable truth about yourself or about realities around you that you had fought so hard to defend and to protect that you are not willing to let go of. About your relationship, personal relationship with yourself, a relationship with a loved one, a relationship with a lover or spouse, a relationship with your friends, or just your constant surroundings. So I'm here now, not because I've solved life, I'm far from it, but because I've made peace with the parts I haven't. Because even in uncertainty, I still believe in meaning, in words, in breath, in story, in voice. I may not show up weekly. I may not promise schedules of seasons, but I do promise something. I promise that every time I come back to this microphone, I will bring my heart. I will bring honesty. I'll bring that raw, reflective voice, you know, tender, observant, unfiltered, a truly, truly authentic, fully speech voice. I want this to be a space where we can all take off our masks. The world requires so much of us already. A space, a soft, soft, soft space for hard truths also. A little stillness in a noisy world. A reminder that no matter how loud life gets, we're allowed to pause, reset, and return. So whether you're navigating your own 20 months of silence or still trying to name what you feel or simply holding your breath for some kind of sign, I want you to know this is it. This is your sign. This is your reminder. You're not behind. You're not failing. You're simply becoming. And becoming isn't always loud or fast. It's sacred. It's layered. It's slow at times. And most importantly, it's yours. So no, I'll not commit to a deadline, but I will return here to breathe and share, to remember. And when my spirit leads me to come, I will come. Not for content, but for connection. Until then, I want to say to you, Be kind to yourself. Be soft with your story. And know that becoming isn't linear. It's beautiful, even when it's blurry. Thank you so much for journeying with me. Thank you so much for containing my madness. There's lots of it. But most importantly, thank you so much for showing up for yourself in a space that is authentic, that is sincere, and that has no script. I'll see you next time. Sincerely yours, Spitch.